You're currently listening to Melting Pot here at KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Melting Pot's here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. This Sunday, since it's the end of the month, we're all on vinyl, as is our custom at the end of the month. Hopefully next month we'll have a guest DJ in here playing vinyl along with me. Haven't had the best of luck the last couple of months. A couple quick cancellations, but hopefully that won't be the case next time around. But it does give me a little bit more time to spend a little more of my vinyl, and also to pay tribute to somebody who's pretty important to me, maybe important to you, depending on the music you listen to, but somebody who's pretty underrated, certainly never got quite his due, and especially from the blues press that just savaged these records when they originally came out. Though lots of people bought them, they were quite popular, and certainly a good 40 plus years later, a lot of people really appreciate the sounds on these two records, both of which featured Pete Causey, who was a guitar player, passed away a couple of weeks ago, fairly busy in Chicago circles, also played with Phil Coren and many of his groups, the Artistic Heritage Ensemble, for one, in the same period of time, but really came to prominence, started to raise some eyebrows with his sound on two records that were put out on the Cadet Concept record label that kind of reintroduced Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf to different audiences, kind of put those classic blues vocalists with some really wild and psychedelic sounds, and just the best African-American psychedelic musicians maybe of the time. And so I'm going to play you a couple tracks from each of those records, kind of back and forth between the turntables, in tribute to Pete Causey, who you hear on the lead guitar. And pretty much all the time something crazy is going on with the guitar, it's Pete Causey's fault here in this set. Just incredible, incredible sounds. This first song, Herbert Harper's Free Press, was actually one of Jimi Hendrix's favorites, and was something that in that, year or so after the record was put out, he always liked to listen to, just to kind of get him in the mood, get him pumped up. And that's quite a compliment from one of the greatest guitar players of all time. So here you go, from Muddy Waters' Electric Mud record, featuring the otherworldly guitar work of Pete Causey. A little tribute set to Pete Causey here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
The war going on, trouble in the east, and the weapon town on. Some folk talk peace, but it won't last. The world is turning much too fast. Son got mad, shot Papa down. New troublemaker just coming down. Where you gonna run to, and where you gonna hide? Where you gonna run, where you gonna hide? Don't hold it against the president, because some folk vote and some folk can't. The hippies sing a flower song while that got running is going on. More new hope for integration in this segregated nation. Where you gonna run? Where you gonna hide? Where you gonna run to? Tell me where you gonna hide. We'll be right back.
not today that I may get the blues. I read it on the album, the Free Press News. Where are you gonna run to? Where are you gonna hide? Where are you gonna run to? Tell me where you gonna hide. Where are you gonna run to? Where are you gonna hide? Where are you gonna run to? Tell me where you gonna hide.
Yeah. have it on. Evil is in your heart.
Slave. I don't want you to work all day. I don't want you sad and blue. I just want to make love to you. Love to you. I don't want you to wash my clothes. I don't want you to keep me home. I don't want your money too. I just want to make love to you. Love to you. Love to you. I'll make love to you. And walk. I can see by the way you baby talk. I can know by the way you treat your mane that I can love you, babe, until the crying shame. I don't want you to cook my bread. I don't want you to make my bed. Want to make love to you. I'll make love to you. I'll make love to you. Yes, I want to make love to you. I'll make love to you. Hey, let me make love to you. I'll make love to you. Hey, I want to hold you in the morning. I'll make love to you. I'll make love to you. Thank you.
Music played in tribute to Pete Cossey, who passed away at the end of May. Hadn't had a chance to pay tribute to him here on the air, and so it seemed fitting to do it during this show. And play you some stuff that at the time it came out was pretty controversial. You listen to those records. I still can't believe these records actually got made. When I listen to these records, even though I've been listening to these records for a good almost like 15 years, 15 plus years since I dug up first the Howlin' Wolf album and then later on Electric Mud, I still can't believe these records actually are real. That's how crazy those sounds sound. And just whatever the folks at Chess were smoking those days, I just am thankful that they got all those people together to make these records. And somewhere I'm still hoping that there are instrumental versions and maybe some alternate takes and extra stuff sitting in somebody's basement that they're going to finally release, maybe just to pay tribute to Pete. So you heard a couple of things from a couple of records, all featuring the Out of This World guitar playing of Pete Cossey, passed away at the far too young age of 68 at the end of May. Smokestack Lightning, the name of that last song, featuring Howlin' Wolf, of course, from his own record, the Howlin' Wolf album, as it's generally called, featuring mostly the exact same backing as Muddy Waters and the Electric Mud record. That song, Smokestack Lightning, there's, I think, like, John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin is quoted as saying something from that Electric Mud record later on inspired the boys in Led Zeppelin to, or inspired him in particular, to figure out the riff for their song Black Dog. I think it actually sounds more like the arrangement from Smokestack Lightning than anything on the Electric Mud record, but I'm not going to argue with John Paul Jones, just saying. Also in the set, you heard I Just Want to Make Love to You, Muddy Waters' version of that from Electric Mud. Also from the Howlin' Wolf album, you heard the version of Evil featuring Pete Cussey and the gang on that one. And start things off with the track that was a personal favorite of Jimi Hendrix. All that music recorded in within a few months of each other, I think. May 68 to November 68 is when these recording sessions were for Electric Mud and also the Howlin' Wolf album. Herbert Harper's Free Press, the name of the song at the start of the set, all in tribute to Pete Cossey. Really would have liked to have played some of the music that he recorded with Miles Davis. He was in Miles's electric bands from, I think, 1973 to 1975. Agartha is one of the big records that put out during that period of time, but also Out of This World playing on guitar from Pete Cossey. I was talking to somebody on the phone just about those records and would have loved to have played something from them, but I just don't own any of them. So I was happy enough to be able to play you that, and hopefully that will continue to blow your minds. It just there's just some people just got that sound, and Pete certainly did. And in a lot of amazing groups out of Chicago around that period of time, of course, playing music on the Cadet Concept record label. I'm pretty sure he turns up on a couple of Rotary Connection albums. It just sounds like him, even though he's not credited on the records. Also was in Phil Corin's groups around that period of time, early 60s, late 60s, in the Artistic Heritage Ensemble. I didn't realize until very recently Pete Cossey was also one of the members of the Pharaohs, which very later on kind of morphed into Earth, Wind, and Fire, and was also a member of the AACM out of Chicago, and certainly had a lot of amazing ideas, and thankfully there are quite a few recordings that you can find his guitar on. You just have to dig a little for them. Most of those records, Electric Mud, I think, is still in print. I'm not sure about the Howlin' Wolf album, but after all the Black Keys success recently, I would imagine those records are probably out too. So there you go. Going to start this next set off with a L.A. band. It's kind of like an L.A. and Bay Area band at this moment, since Bardo, the guitarist and lead singer for the group, now I believe lives in Oakland. But he's going to be in town, and they're going to be playing quite a few shows here in Los Angeles over the next couple months, all throughout the summer. One of the shows that this band, Chicano Batman, one of the first guests on this program when we started up a couple years ago, one of the shows that they are going to be having very soon is over at La Cita on Tuesday, June 26. If you are a fan of Chicano Batman and you'd like to go and see them courtesy of KPFK and Melting Pot, give me a call at 818-985-5735. Tickets to go and see LA's very own Chicano Batman over at La Cita on Tuesday, June 26th, just coming up. And I'm going to play you something from their first record. They just released an EP, but they're trying to actually release the EP on vinyl, and they have a little Kickstarter campaign that is ongoing. Maybe I'll try and get you the information for their website at the next break, just to let you know about that. But it'll start you off with something from their last record that they released on vinyl, their debut on Club Unicornio. Here's Chicano Batman with my wife's favorite song from this group, Ito Tiani, from Chicano Batman on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Tiene aire a tu antigua canción. piel tiene el color de mazapán. Su cuerpo va dando vuelta al ritmo del tambor. Su alma va comunicando con ojos fijos hacia el cielo, con pulmones abiertos al mar, ella el vientre de creación. Y Totiani, tú me mueves a mí. Totiani,
ni tú me mueves, muéveme a mí. Y Totia, ni tú me mueves, muéveme a mí. Y Totia, ni tú me mueves, muéveme a mí. Ni tú me mueves, muéveme a mí. Y Totiani.
Well, it don't mean no more than this. It means that you loved and lost, and you long for that tender kiss. Now somebody say it ain't whether you win or lose, something silly about the way you play the game.
I don't understand.
Now how am I supposed to be happy when you're walking away with another man?
I'm just a wee bit selfish.
I'm gonna give you a fair enough warning. You can tell your man if you want to. I gotta try to get you back. I done had my share of lonely nights, but nothing ever seemed to work out right. Sat out, had a talk with myself, made it up in my mind that I got to win this time. I said yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I'm giving up all my hobbies, baby. I ain't got no more time for the boys.
Try
to win your love. Got to be my full-time employer. Now they say that a winner never quits. Lord knows a quitter never wins.
Baby, I'm no loser.
And you can bet your bottom dollar now, I'll be trying till I get you back again.
I'm just a winner.
What about that warning? I'll even write it down if you want me to. I gotta try to get you back. If it takes every drop of my strength.
I'd have love in a can, packages of peace, with meditations from the east, gallons of laughter, barrels of joy. Oh boy, what a great world it would be, and it would all be free for people like you and me. Yeah.
Music from Harlem River Drive here on KPFK and Melting Pot from self-titled record that that group put together by Eddie Palmieri, Jimmy Norman on the vocals. If We Had Peace Today, the name of that song. I don't know what I was thinking the first time around that I ran into that record. I thought it was like a one-tracker for some reason. I was in a very different mindset, I think, back in my 20s. For a lot of music, and ran into that pretty recently over at the Pasadena swap meet, and was actually thinking I was going to maybe, I don't know, throw it up on eBay or something, because it's a pretty rare record. But took a listen to that thing, and I was like, oh, sweet Jesus, what was I thinking? So there you go. That was a song that turned me around, because I was just like, why have I not had this record for like 15 years in my collection. That may be the same thing you're thinking, hopefully. That one just kind of came to me in the blue that would have really worked well after Mike James Kirkland didn't quite get it set up in time. So you got a little bit of a couple tracks from Mike James Kirkland. But Gonna Try to Get You Back was the name of the one that you heard in its entirety. That's from the collection that Ubiquity put out last year called Don't Sell Your Soul, of music from Mike and the Sensations primarily. The vinyl version actually has unreleased tracks from Mike James Kirkland, so that's part of the reason to track that one down. Start the set off with music from Chicano Batman from their self-titled record from a couple of years ago. They also have a new EP, and hopefully something will be coming up on vinyl. You can just check their Facebook page if you want more information about their Kickstarter campaign, trying to get enough funds together. I think it's got another week, and they're about halfway there, trying to get enough funds to put their record out on 10-inch vinyl at facebook.com/ChicanoBatman, all one word. And congrats to the winners who are going to go and see them next week at La Cita. I want to start this last set of music off with something brand new, though with the older sound. This comes from the Timian record label, which specializes in that kind of thing, and features a vocalist from New Orleans who actually had a few sides in the late 60s, early 70s, but he's come back and still has a fantastic voice, paired with a group who I think might actually be out of Finland, either Finland or Sweden, somewhere out there in Europe, the High Society Brothers. A real nice retro soul sound on this one, on a 7-inch on the Timian record label. Cold in the Storm is the name of the song, from Willie West and the High Society Brothers here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
They're cold and I'm chill. been working for nothing. I've got nothing but bills. You've got something to hold to. Words that you cling to. You say that it's finished. Your heart's not quite in it. Talk to me, baby. Please let me know. Feel my arms, baby. I wanna hold you so tight. There's no way I'd come back, baby, if I leave here tonight. I played the game and I lost it. In my eyes, a bittersweet something will kiss you goodnight. Talk to me, babe. Please let me know.
gonna spread a lot of love. And all the peace of mind too.
All right, that's all I got for you today. Closing things out. A very, very mellow show. In a pretty mellow mood, I suppose. Ended up with music from Harvey Mandel from his solo debut in 68, Cristo Redentor. That was the name of the track as well. Originally composed, I think, by Donald Byrd. And something he also did on a Charlie Musselwhite record. Also highly recommended, though, in a very different style. Also in the set, music from Jimi Hendrix, from one of those posthumous records that has a bunch of other people who didn't play with him playing on it, but that one's probably the best of that bunch. If you don't want to be too much of a purist, it's a good record. There's a lot of songs, different versions of songs, that doesn't seem like have turned up in the official Hendrix family stuff. Hopefully it'll come. Midnight Lightning, the name of the record put out by Reprise, and Gypsy Boy, different version of New Rising Sun, the name of the song. Start things off with some brand new music. There should be actually a full length coming out later in the year from Willie West and the High Society Brothers. Cold in the Storm, the name of this 7-inch. They put out a couple 7-inches together. All of them just as fantastic as that one. And the flip side is also quite good. Another vocal. You'll be hearing that quite a bit on this show. Maybe next week, who knows, on the best so far of 2012. That's what we'll be doing next week on Melting Pot. Until next time, y'all take care. Folk Scene's up next. Hope you enjoy the show. If you do, you can become a fan of Melting Pot on Facebook. If you're still on Facebook, facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Check for the show archived on our blog, meltingpotblog.com, probably tomorrow. Y'all take care. I'll see you when we'll see you.